Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Fit Podcast. My name is Dr. Emily, and I am a mama of three under three. I'm a pelvic health physical therapist, and I'm a certified pre and postnatal fitness coach. And it is my absolute passion to empower y'all to achieve a pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. Just a quick reminder about information that I share in this podcast. It is not intended to be taken as medical advice intended to diagnose or treat any illness or condition. You should speak with your healthcare provider about any of the topics discussed and how they may or may not pertain to you. While I am a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre and postnatal fitness coach, we do not have a therapist-patient relationship or trainer-client relationship. Hey mamas, I'm so excited to talk to you today about why we want to learn how to relax our pelvic floor in preparation for birth. And this might be something you've heard about. It might be totally new to you. I have seen a ton of pregnancy books and advice that really promotes Kegels as like what you need to do pelvic health wise in preparation for birth, which you'll hear in a lot of my other content why that's kind of silly and a one size fits no one approach to birth prep. But more and more, we're finally seeing more content and hearing more about relaxing our pelvic floor for birth, which if you think about it even a little bit, makes a lot more sense. Because with a Kegel or a pelvic floor contraction, we are activating that muscle. We are increasing the strength. And I'm not saying that that isn't important. It is. But when you think about birth and what we need to do during birth, we need to be able to relax our pelvic floor and we need to be able to properly elongate it. So a couple of analogies that I like to use to explain this a little bit better is if you think about your hamstrings, right? If your hamstrings are not super duper tight, like a lot of ours are, they shouldn't be super tight or tense at rest. They should just kind of be there, just kind of normal. Now, if we are standing up from a chair, they're going to kind of squeeze and engage a little bit, right? They're going to contract. They're going to get a little bit firmer as they're shortening as we stand up, as they're doing the movement of standing up. Inversely, as we go down to reach our toes and stretch, those muscles are elongating and they will be tight, but in a different way than they were when we stood up and they were squeezing to help us stand up. So our pelvic floor does this as well. At rest, if your pelvic floor is healthy and doing a normal job, it's just kind of hanging out. It's not, you know, loosey-goosey, but it's not super firm. It's just kind of there. When we contract our pelvic floor, like for example, when we cough or sneeze or something, our pelvic floor contracts so that we don't pee our pants. That is like when we're standing up from a chair for our hamstrings. It's activating, it's engaging, it's shortening. And then when we bear down, like when we are going to pass gas, when we're going to pass a bowel movement or have a baby, our pelvic floor needs to be able to elongate or stretch, similarly to like when we go down to touch our toes with our hamstrings. So in order to have a healthy and functioning pelvic floor, it needs to be able to do all of those different functions well. And if we don't even know how to relax our pelvic floor, for a lot of us ladies, we have a slightly overactive pelvic floor at rest. We need to learn how to actually relax our pelvic floor and then also how to elongate it. Another analogy that I love to use is an elevator, right? So if your pelvic floor is functioning properly, then we are typically hanging out at the ground level until we need to activate or elongate our pelvic floor. When we need to activate our pelvic floor or contract or do a Kegel or, like I mentioned, you know, not peeing our pants when we cough or sneeze, then we're going to go up to the first floor and activate those muscles. Now, when we are done activating, it should come back down to the ground state of relaxation. If it doesn't, that's a sign that we're dealing with some overactivity, that maybe we need to work on relaxation. Inversely, when we pass gas or have a bowel movement or something like that, we're going to go down to the basement, and we need to be able to actually get down to that level and then return back to the ground state. So this is really what we're working on when we talk about pelvic floor activation versus relaxation versus elongation. Those are kind of the three levels, if that helps you to visualize it. So some of us really need to start even just with learning how to relax our pelvic floor, because we are really stuck in an activated state. We're stuck at that first level rather than being at the ground level. Or maybe we're at the ground level, but when we activate, we get stuck up at that first level and we're having a hard time coming back down to the ground state. Some of us, maybe that part is going fine, but we're really struggling to get down into the basement to elongate our pelvic floor. This is also really important for birth. And additionally, if you deal with issues like constipation, this can sometimes be part of the problem. It can play a role in constipation, in pain with vaginal exams or inserting tampons, different things like that. So all of these things are connected, right? We want to have a pelvic floor that can do a full range of motion. That's what it takes to actually function properly. And that's really what we want to go into birth with. So you can see why simply doing Kegels is not the answer. It's a very, very, very tiny part of the equation. So how do we know what our pelvic floor is doing? This is why I love teaching mamas how to connect with their pelvic floor and how to assess what it's doing and how to assess what it's doing well. Now, the gold standard is obviously going to be to go see a pelvic health physical therapist and have them walk you through it, maybe even do an actual internal exam to help you determine where your pelvic floor is. For some of us, that may be what we really need. For others, we can use educational content like this. We can kind of have some sort of hybrid. Like, I have a lot of workshops, or my MamaFit Method subscription, which includes all of my pelvic health courses, all of my perinatal fitness courses, in addition to 24/7 support from Dr. Emily, where you can learn about these things, you can understand what you're supposed to feel, you can learn how to assess it, and you can become the expert of your own pelvic floor. You can figure out what it's doing, you can figure out where it's needing support and how to provide that support. But for some mamas, they may need to actually go see a pelvic health physical therapist in person, have a hands-on assessment, because they're just really struggling to figure out what's going on. Or especially if you have a more complicated case, if you have quite a bit of trauma in your background, or even if that just makes you feel more comfortable. Like, there's not a right or wrong approach. I just love that these days, with the technology that we have so many more options. So the only option is not just to go in person, because for a lot of us, you know, whether you live really rurally or maybe cost-wise or schedule-wise, like, a lot of pelvic health PTs are hard to get into. It can be like a month of a wait time to get in to see them. It can be really expensive if they don't take insurance, because most insurance plans don't pay very well for pelvic health. You know, there are a lot of reasons why women are getting excited about these educational opportunities online, virtually, so that they can learn these things in the comfort of their own homes, on their own schedule. It's much more cost effective. And for the vast majority of women, they can actually learn what they need to know and improve their pelvic health on their own. And I will tell you personally, I love this approach so much because it is so empowering for mama, right? Because I love helping, and I love teaching, and I love doing hands-on assessments with people. I loved working in the clinic when I did orthopedic work. But There's something so cool about teaching a mom how to assess herself and how to work on herself, and then just seeing that confidence that that grows in her. I can't tell you how rewarding that is to me, because at the end of the day, the reason why I do any of this, it has nothing to do with me. It's not to make me feel good or to pat myself on the back or because I'm such an amazing expert. It's to teach you what I know. That is my goal, is to teach you so that you can become the expert, so that you can be empowered to make informed decisions about your own pelvic health and perinatal fitness. That is why I do what I do, and that's why I love the opportunity to share this information virtually with you. So if you're wondering, okay, what is my pelvic floor state? Like, I haven't even thought about this. Like, maybe you've never even done a Kegel, or maybe you've done Kegels, you don't know if you're doing them right. Maybe you know how to do Kegels, but you're like, this relaxation and elongation stuff, I don't know, Emily, I've never tried that. I have kind of a fun freebie for y'all this week. It's a pelvic floor personality quiz. So it's kind of lighthearted, but you know, you might look at it and look at some of these questions and kind of see your results and see what that might indicate. Now, obviously, you know, disclaimer, I'm not giving you this quiz to say, you know, this is going to diagnose you with an overactive pelvic floor, or this is going to diagnose you with a weak pelvic floor. This is lighthearted. This is meant to be educational and entertainment. But I do think it can be really interesting, because a lot of these questions are things we've just never really thought about. And so it might be interesting to take this quiz, kind of see what it, you know, scores you as, and maybe share it with a friend and see what they score as, because a lot of us have really never thought about these things. And it can be interesting to kind of hear these questions that are new to us and see maybe where our pelvic floor might be, and maybe what some helpful things would be to work on it in preparation for birth or whatever stage of motherhood that you find yourself in when you're listening to this. Additionally, if you take this quiz and you're going, okay, I really need to work on my pelvic health, I have an in-depth course within my Mama Fit Core Method called Pelvic Health Foundations, where I teach you everything that you are gonna learn in a traditional pelvic health physical therapy setting of what your pelvic floor needs to be able to do, trying to assess where your pelvic floor currently is with those skills, and then how to work on those skills. So that's a program that I have had just wonderful testimonials from. A lot of moms have learned a ton. They have really reduced a lot of issues that they were struggling with. So if that's something you're interested in, I will have the link down below as well for more information on that course. But until next time, I hope y'all have a wonderful week, and I'll see you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pelvic Floor Fit podcast. It is my absolute honor to empower, educate, and inspire you mamas to have the most amazing motherhood journey possible. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a 5-star review and send this to a mama who needs to hear it.